This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we can definitely help you out with any of those gardening questions. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question about my lawn. I had the soil tested.
Yep.
And I got the test results, and I just want to make sure I apply the right components to the lawn correctly. So it recommended that I apply 2 to 4 per 1,000 square feet of nitrogen, and then 2 of phosphorus and 3 of potassium. And so I started with a triple 19 and applied that to the lawn. And now I want to try to improve the potassium content in my lawn. I want to make sure I either wait the right amount of time before I add it. And I was thinking of using 0060 potash to do that.
When did you put the triple 19 down?
About a week ago.
Okay. So you're honestly going to want to wait at least 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay.
In between everything.
Yeah.
Do you have the soil sample in front of you at all?
Yeah, I had the results.
How is the magnesium and how's the calcium?
Magnesium's right on. It's 123. They want it 50 to 120. So it's pretty close.
All right. And then the calcium?
Calcium, they want it between 1,000 and 1,500, and I have 1,081, so that's right on also.
Okay. So what I'd like to see done as well, this is for a lawn, like you said. So we're getting to the point where the magnesium is, it's right there, but it's starting to go over. What happens with magnesium is, this time of year we look to put crabgrass control down, right? Crabgrass control creates a barrier for the weeds, crabgrass, it doesn't pop up. Well, what magnesium does is it creates that barrier in the soil, and it doesn't allow all the nutrients to flow through easily. So when magnesium's too high or above the range, your nutrients start to get trapped. So anything you put just kind of sits there, and then it'll build up and build up.
Okay.
So what I'd like to see you use is there's a product out there from Jonathan Green called Love Your Soil. Okay, this product has sulfur in it, has a little bit of calcium in it as well. It breaks down some, like, clay-filled soils, but it breaks down some of those nutrients, like magnesium, to allow the phosphorus that you're putting down, the potassium that you're putting down, to flow freely in the lawn itself, okay? So, So magnesium was one of those elements in the soil that nobody really kind of looks at until it gets too high, and then we wonder what to do. when it gets to that level where it's above that range, you're going to start getting to the levels where no matter what you put down, it's not going to work the right way. So that's why I want you to break it up a little bit with this Love Your Soil. From there, so you're going to use that application. You can use it 2 to 3 times in 6-week intervals. Okay, so say you were to put it down today, 6 weeks from now, and then 6 weeks after that. From there, then you're going to start to notice the lawn's probably going to green up a bit. But at the end of the season, I'd like to see another soil sample taken. Because what happens is since that magnesium's high, your other elements are really kind of inflated. We don't know what's naturally in there. So it's going to flush out some of the nutrients. But we're doing that on purpose because we want to kind of build it up the right way. So from there, you could use a regular fertilizer. The 19-19-19 is kind of a high numbers in everything. So I wouldn't necessarily be looking to put, the potash in there. Because 19 on, it's going to build it up a bit. And if you started putting in 65, so these are like percentages of 100. So we don't want to get it all the way up. If you put 19 of the potash and then 65 on top of that later, we might get too much on that, especially with so much magnesium in there. So that's kind of where my mind goes. Okay. What did they give you for a pH number?
6.6.
Okay. So I would still lime this year, but just to maintain that number. Okay, so put a lime down as well. You can use a fast-acting lime or a pelletized lime. But 6.6 is right where you want it to be. That's the area that's good. But what's going to happen is if you don't maintain it, it will slowly leach out and go lower. So use a lime like you normally would. Again, you can use a pelletized lime or you can use a fast-acting lime. I like the fast-acting lime because it starts working right away, whereas sometimes the pelletized lime, the old-style pelletized lime, can take up to 6 months for it to really do its thing. And we're just trying to maintain that pH.
So I've used like a Solucal. Is that what you mean by fast?
Yeah, Solucal is perfect. That's perfect to use. If you're using Solucal products, Solucal S is the version of Love Your Soil. So that has sulfur in it. So if you're using those Solucal products, it would be Solucal S would be the same thing as Love Your Soil.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just want to make sure I do the right thing for the rest of the season then. So if I use the Love Your Soil 2 to 3 times for the rest of the year, but do nothing else, add nothing else, and then in the fall retest it?
I would still fertilize normally, like a normal fertilization process, but I wouldn't go to like that heavy potash number. I would just try to stick with your next fertilizer, et cetera, go throughout the season because you still need to feed. We're not trying to get rid of everything. We're just trying to flush some of those numbers out to get them back to the normal ranges that we want to. So you can start off and build from there a little bit. So fertilize normally for the rest of the year.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Jim.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, do we have any more calls on the line?
Tom's in Maine.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, it's a pleasure talking to you.
You as well.
Long-time listener. I've listened back since your father and Bud used to do the show.
Awesome.
Hey, I got a question. I have a large rhododendron, which is partially shaded by pines at their normal habitat, but it's open to the southwest. I've got massive dieback for some reason. What causes that?
So it's most likely winter damage, and conditions from last year's drought are showing up now. At one point last year in the fall, we were about 12 inches behind where we should have been. And so That's the issue, mostly. What I'd like to see you do is fertilize those rhododendrons with like a holly tone from Espoma.
Yeah.
Add that to the soil to give some nutrients back, because when the soil gets so dry, it's harder for the plants to get some of those nutrients that are already in the soil, even if they're an established plant. So getting some nutrients back to it's going to help. Go ahead.
Like eight foot tall, a huge tree, you know, and it just 80% dieback.
Yeah, you know, and what I'd look to do is see if there's some green still under the bark, right? If there's some green there, there's a lot of hope in those areas, so fertilization's going to help it. But the really dead parts, cut back. Get rid of them because they're not going to just necessarily come back. If they're completely brown on the stick, on the stem, it's dead underneath. So, you know, take your fingernail, scratch the bark, or take, you know, a knife and scratch the bark a little bit to see if it's green underneath. If it's green, there's still hope, and don't cut the whole thing back. And that's where the fertilization's going to help it. But it's definitely winter damage that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing it in a lot of different areas on very established trees and shrubs.
It's very well-drained soil, too, so that's totally could be possible.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Well, definitely fertilize it, because I think it's going to help it.
All right. I thank you very much.
All right, Tom. Have a great rest of your day, and good luck.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine is in Marshfield.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning. Thanks for your kind attention to our issues. I have a couple of questions. The first one being, I had called a few weeks ago looking for a recommendation on trees for a screen, and we spoke about green giant arborvitaes.
Yep.
And I went to buy them, but there's a couple of different varieties, steeplechase and a few others. Is there one kind of arborvitae that will do the trick for me with screening effects and, you know, filling in?
Yeah, so the steeplechase arborvitae, I believe, is just a little bit more compact than the green giant. So that might be a nice alternative than just the straight green giant. So steeplechase.
That's okay. I think you already answered my question. I think the one that I really want is just a straight green giant.
Yeah, so the straight green giant, I think, is very good. But so, like, if you look at the steeplechase, what it kind of is almost like a combination of, like, that emerald green style, which is that thicker, slower growing, more cylindrical, and the green giant, where it gets that height quicker. But the steeplechase gets a little bit fatter on the bottom than an emerald green. So up to you on what you want to do on those. But
okay.
I think it's one of the better ones to get that. That screening aspect for you, and to allow, it grows quickly. Those can get up to a foot of growth a year.
That's wonderful. That's perfect. Thank you. The real reason for my call is I have a bittercress infestation in my yard.
Okay.
So I went out and I got some bone-eyed spray that I've used before with fantastic results.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprayed the bittercress because I just can't stand it anymore.
Yeah.
And the product that I used was wonderful previously on both bittercress and Creeping Charlie. Did not kill the lawn, did exactly what I wanted to. This time, it didn't do anything. I did write to the company, and they said because of the fluctuations in weather this spring, you know, that
yep.
was a little problematic.
Yes.
So that's fine. Yesterday, they've started to go to seed.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that I have has gotten tall and leggy and kind of bent.
Yep.
So that's good. I feel like something's happening. So I mowed it down, but I've read various things about pulling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then other sites say, don't touch it. You know, it's got a taproot. I want it gone. And I don't know if my spraying efforts are going to be enough or if I need to go back out there. Oh, and I also read that it's an annual winter.
Yeah, so it is
winter
an annual. It is an annual weed that it will get in there. So what I, with using, the product you most likely used was chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. That will kill Creeping Charlie.
You know what it was? It was Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay, that's perfect,
fantastic.
Too. Yeah, so that's a good one as well. But you have to spray it multiple times during the season. I always will spray it 2 to 3 applications to not only get the ones that are there, but the ones that are coming behind it.
Uh-huh.
So you can spray it again now. I'd wait till after the rain today. Spray it again maybe tomorrow. And I think you're going to get even some more dieback from it, even after you mowed it. I definitely think another application is due.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bone-Eyed to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bone-Eyed, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
We could be getting more pictures of Mars soon. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter set for its third flight sometime Sunday morning. A special election in Louisiana could be bad news for New York Congresswoman. Democratic State Senator Troy Carter wins a special congressional election Saturday to replace fellow Democrat Cedric Richmond. That win coming despite the fact that Carter's opponent was publicly endorsed by progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Georgia activist Stacey Abrams. Those at the U.S.-Mexico border continue to see on a daily basis the effects of President Biden's immigration policy. Analysts estimate about 1,000 people cross the border illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what can be done.
One of the things we need to do is restore the Trump administration's policy on remain in Mexico. If you're going to apply for political asylum, you need to do so in your country of origin.
Experts say border officials don't have the resources to catch illegals because they're too busy processing asylum claims. This is USA Radio News.
Calls for transparency in North Carolina after a black man is shot to death by deputies. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City, reportedly while fleeing from deputies trying to serve a warrant. Pasquotank County NAACP President Keith Rivers on Saturday calling for video of the incident to be released.
The district attorney and the sheriff are elected.
That's right, that's right.
And they have an obligation to us to let us see what is on those tapes. You have an obligation to this family.
Sheriff Tommy Wooten also asking a court to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. That video could come out as soon as Monday. India is setting another grim COVID record. The country Sunday reporting almost 350,000 new cases. This is the fourth day in a row the country has set a new record in daily cases. India also announcing a new single-day record of almost 2,800 deaths. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, an Indian American, calling on President Biden to release more COVID vaccine doses to India and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have a bunch of calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Ernie is in Hampstead.
Ernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a 20, probably foot wide by 10 foot wide forsythia, 20 years old or plus. It's just not flowering, hardly flowering, and it seems like it's going right to green. I'm just wondering what I need to do to get that to flower better.
Okay. So obviously this year is kind of, you know, you're not going to do much for it at this point to get it to reflower this year, but we can do some things for the future. What I'd like to see you do on this is fertilize it with a like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate at this point in time to help develop a stronger root system, help develop a stronger plant in general. So that would be the first step for it. The other thing is you could take a look at pruning some of it back. When was the last time you pruned it?
Well, I really haven't, and I want to say probably like 8 years ago I had a tree branch that came down and hit it right in the middle.
Yep.
I took out a lot of the stems, but it looks like it's almost like suckers that are growing out of it straight up.
And okay.
It's so huge, I can't even see the stem of it where it's coming out of the ground.
Okay. So I might try to remove some of that sucker growth, because sucker growth, all it does is take water from the plant. Okay. So I would look to get rid of some of those. Some of the reasons why forsythia don't bloom is there's too much nitrogen. There's too much, you know, the pruning was done improperly where it was the long time of year. We've already crossed off the pruning. Another one is a late freeze, which we kind of had. So that could be part of it. The other thing which you brought up was you can't really find the main stem there.
Yeah. Sometimes
the main crown, it has too much either mulch or dirt around it. So what I'd like to see you do is kind of remove some of it around the base if you can find it. to pull up some of the area. So if you've put mulch over the area multiple times, kind of clean it out. Get some of that away from it to allow the plant to breathe a little bit. And then from there, that's when I would use like a super phosphate or a triple phosphate, something with a heavy middle number. Because so
should I wait till it greens up before I trim it?
No, I mean, if it's starting to green up now and doing that, that you can prune it now, because if the only time I wouldn't prune it is if it was flowering or just about to flower, because it will stunt the growth from the flowering from that year or cut back on the amount that you get. So since it's just kind of gone by and went into the green stage versus the flowering, I would do some pruning back now, get rid of those suckers, clean up around the base to get some of the soil away from it. And then, you know, once you've done all that cleanup and the soil's kind of exposed a little bit, add some of that super phosphate or triple phosphate to the soil.
Very good.
Okay.
I have another question. Another
sure.
question is, I don't know the name brand you gave for your, like, fast-acting lime.
Yep.
Where if I was to put lime down now, where it would probably take effect in the lawn. I didn't know the name brand that you had given.
Yeah, so there's a couple out there. Jonathan Green has one called Magic Cal. There's Lightning Lime that's out there. There's a number of limes out there. You're looking for a calcitic lime, is basically. So you can go into a garden center and just ask for the calcitic lime versus your regular pelletized lime, and that would be your faster acting lime. But I've always, you know, back in the day when I worked at a different location, I was using Solucal, which is the name brand is what the landscapers use. But you could also use – it's also the same type of product that's in all those packages. So it could be Jonathan Green. It can be Espoma. It could be Bonide. Any of those would be fine to do.
I've seen liquid lime in like a gallon jug.
Liquid lime is a quicker acting, but it doesn't last as long in the soil. So if you're looking to, you know, really get something to it, that would be fine. But I'd look to do like a pelletized lime, like a Magical or something like that, because okay. as the pellet breaks down, it starts to release the lime, and it's, you know, it doesn't completely break down on day one, whereas a liquid is already broken down for you. So this will feed continuously for 6 weeks and continue to go into the soil. So that's why I would go with the pelletized.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Ernie. Have a great one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Olga is in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. Yeah, I've been a long-time listener. I have, I think I missed, I got on the show a little bit late, and I think you were talking about garden tone and plant tone. And I've always been puzzled about which one you use on what. I just wondered if you could just steer
okay.
me in the right direction.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'm going to throw another wrench into it. So holly tone, plant tone,
holly tone,
garden tone,
yeah.
all three.
Right.
So holly tone, we want to look at anything that keeps its leaves or needles all year. So it would be considered an evergreen. Okay. So that is all the way down to hollies, Japanese hollies, boxwoods, azaleas, rhododendrons, arborvitaes, those types.
Plant How about camellias? I have camellias.
Okay. You have them.
They're protected.
Okay.
They
All
survive.
Right. Yeah, it was taking me a second. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, so they're protected. Perfect. So on those, I might use like a plant tone. Okay. So the plant tone would be more for deciduous type plants that lose their leaves or some flowering type plants like that. To be honest with you, the formulation on all these is pretty close. And if you look at the back of the bags, the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium is real close. So you could be, so say you only have holly tone, it's okay to move it on to the other ones, some of those other plants. Or if you just have plant tone, you can take care of it that way and use it. So you don't have to buy.
I have all three. Yeah, I know the holly tone. I know the stuff that that takes, but it's the garden tone and plant tone.
They look pretty similar. Yeah, so the garden tone, I'd be using more for like vegetables, maybe some perennial beds, but mostly vegetables is where the garden tone does well, whereas the plant tone is more for like a woody structure type plants and some perennials. So I might stick with garden tone towards the veggies and some of your smaller herbaceous perennials, and then plant tone towards your deciduous shrubs and your more woody structured type perennials.
Mm-hmm. What about tomatoes? Now, would the garden tone be good on tomatoes too, or should you go to the tomato tone?
So what I would start with in a garden, say you're going to plant them outside or in containers?
Oh, outside, yeah.
So I would start the season now by putting garden tone in the garden bed, feeding the garden throughout the whole thing. And then from there, I like to use the tomato tone on tomatoes because it has some calcium in it. It has some of those other things that help with like blossom end rot and puts that calcium back into the soil to make a stronger tomato for you. And the tomato tone is formulated so you can use it multiple times during the growing season. Whereas mostly garden tone wants to be done in the spring, and then it kind of lasts longer where, the garden tone can start off, get the garden ready, and then build into the individuals like the tomato tone going forward.
Okay. So the plant, you suggested for the camellias plant tone rather than the holly tone.
Yep.
Just going back to the camellias, and they, because they're pretty similar to the other things that you put the holly tone on. They keep their leaves all winter.
Yep. No, I would have no problem putting that on there. The numbers are very minimal. It's like a 3-4-3 or a 4-3-3. So you're not going to burn them. It's really adding this to it is just definitely only going to help it.
And that's all spring feeding then. I mean, when you're putting down the holly tone and the
so anytime you put, so you'll put holly tone down in the spring at regular rate, and then I like to always with the with holly tone or plant tone, use it at half the rate in the fall because the root system is still feeding in the winter, just not as heavily, not as quickly, but by putting half the rate, it gives it something to help over winter and continue on that season. Just like the lawn, we want to feed the lawn with that winter fertilizer. That's helping it with that dormant stage to keep going because the roots are still looking for food. Same thing with your plants, and that's why you would only go half the rate, because you're not trying to push production. You're just trying to feed them for the winter to help them survive.
Okay, great. Yeah. And, that's very helpful. Thank you. And I have a Rose of Sharon that I didn't do any pruning on. And is it too late for that?
I would not prune it at this point. It's probably starting to show buds. Not buds, but, starting to show some green. So Rose of Sharon is one of those ones that flowers late in the season. I would wait until after it's done blooming to prune it. So this summer, after it's done, that's when I would prune it. Unless you're trying to get rid of some sucker growth or some dead, and damaged branches. I would do that now, but I wouldn't recommend a full trim of the Rose of Sharon, because I don't want to affect this year's blossoms by any means.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that one. It's pretty new in my garden. So,
yep.
Just one quick question on potatoes. I know their planting is coming up. Is it too early to put that out?
You should be able to do it. Yeah, you're on the Cape, right? I think you should be fine to do it and get those into the ground, definitely.
Yeah, I grow them in bags.
Okay, yeah, no, I would definitely get those started. I would have no problem with that.
And what kind of fertilizer would be
just like a
what is
what I
vegetable
what,
stuff?
Yeah, what I would use right now at the beginning would be like a compost, adding compost to the soil and getting it rich that way, and then feeding once you start to get some of the leaves forming. So that way it can absorb it a little bit later on. Because right now you're just putting that potato tuber in there, and it doesn't have a lot of root system. So by putting the fertilizer in there now is not going to help it. Whereas if we're putting tomatoes in, once that starts to get in there, they already have a root system. So we want to develop the potato, start it going by using an organic material in the soil there. Once it starts to form leaves, then you can start to fertilize because it'll be able to absorb it a little bit easier.
Oh, that's great. And that would be vegetable tone, like the other vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Olga, you have a great rest of your day and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll wrap up the show on the other side of the break with a few calls. We'll be back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a few calls on the line, so we want to wrap up the show with those. So Nathan, who's up next?
Julius is in Cape Cod.
Julius, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a couple questions.
Sure.
This is my third year raising. I had 6 plants last year of cannabis.
Okay.
And I'm not totally a farmer, so to speak. My first question is on watering this. Once a day or twice a day, your opinion, outside planted in the ground?
Once a day and in the morning, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you are to water at night, some of the things that will happen is it opens up the, the ability for, like, pathogens to come through, that type of thing.
That, yeah.
So I would water in the morning and with deeper waterings. So instead of, you know, taking a sprinkler and leaving it out there, take the hose.
Oh, no. Yeah. I love it. Yep. I hear
you. Put it on a trickle and let it sit by the plant, you know, 20 minutes, half hour. And I think that's the better way to do it.
Every day.
You know, it can be every day, but maybe every other, depending upon how the weather is. You know, if it's an overcast day, I wouldn't necessarily say every day. But as we get into the summer, you're probably going to want to do it almost every day.
On the cooler days, you can skip watering sometimes when it...
Yeah, just you'll be able to tell. Just kind of feel the soil and see if it's dry.
Yep, definitely. Tiger bloom. I used that last year, about 8 weeks before harvest.
Okay.
It worked. I think it worked fantastic. What's your opinion? Is there something better, or
so? I think it's
something else.
So the Tiger Bloom is definitely a very good product to use. If you look at the Fox Farm line, there are 3 that kind of go together. It's Big Bloom, Tiger Bloom, and one other. If you go to the Fox Farm website, they actually have a calendar. So it's not just using one. What it's doing is all three are giving different nutrients to the plant and helping it build all those nutrients that you need. So it's Tiger Bloom, Bloom Booster, and it's a, not Bloom Booster, it's Big Bloom. And there's one more. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's like a three-step process of the fertilization. It tells you at the beginning, middle, and end of how much to use. And it's definitely at foxfarm.com. They have that info.
My third question. Cow manure. Last year I went and I asked, and they laughed at me and was totally sold out. Should I use cow manure in after a month or two of planting, or what do you recommend for?
So adding any organic material every season would be fine. I'd look to see maybe using something along the lines of like sweet peat. So sweet peat. That's a nice mixture that you can use. People will use it as a mulch, but they'll also use it as nutrients to add to the like a perennial bed. So you could use it
The time element.
So you can put it down now and just use it as like a top dressing. You don't have to use it as you don't have to mix it into the soil. You can use it as that top dressing, and a lot of times it will leach into the soil that way and work pretty nice. I like the product as like a top dressing for most soils.
Well, that answers my questions. Unless there's something else you can recommend I do or don't do.
No, I mean, just take a look at how it's growing during the season. Sometimes, creating like the lollipop look to it where there's more... there's more leaves up on the top, the lower part. Thin it out a little bit to allow some airflow to go in there. The airflow helps.
Part.
Yeah. So allowing some airflow to go through is good that when the natural weather hits it and water, that type of thing, it doesn't grow like fungus or anything. Because when it comes to that, you don't want to spray it with like a chemical or something like that. So that just helps it for later on. Okay.
Terrific. You did
all right,
great
Julius.
Job. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. That's going to wrap us up for the day. We'll be back next week to answer more of your gardening questions. So enjoy the week. It's going to look beautiful. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and wear that mask because we want this pandemic to be over soon. We'll talk soon. See you next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.